This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The president says loudly that the U.S. economy is the best ever in history. I'll bet that he doesn't say that in rural America, however, wherever the ag economy dominates. For the ag sector, it is starting to get the feel of another very rough time that many of us experienced in the 1980s. A subscriber wrote, "I'm in my mid-40s, so I've not seen political actions be this harmful to ag, and nobody seems to care," unquote. There was some perspective in that. A lot of the older farmers have equity, and this has not stung them that hard yet. They can farm without making money for a while and still live. If you need to make money from farming for a living, it gets tougher. In the 1980s, it was the bankers and failing banks that got their attention. This winter, it will be harder to get credit lines approved for many. Farmers had used equity to get to this point and needed to make money this year. Even with good crops and tariff aid, that will be difficult, and the cost structure going forward will be tougher next year. I was young in the 1980s, and that downturn surprised the older generation. My father-in-law told me that he did not think that they would let it get this bad. That crisis was a result of a boom and bust inflation, an extreme use of monetary policy by the Fed with high interest rates and dollar to kill it. They killed us too. Tariff, RFS, and immigration policy would be crushing if it continues. It is already worse than many expected, and if Trump's lead is followed, we may just be getting started. I am surprised, too, as the subscriber noted, that no one seems to care yet. That is my impression as well. Farmers and their representative organizations seem like deer caught in headlights with a reaction not commensurate to the degree of political beating that they are taking because it is coming from an administration that they voted for. The current reaction is, this cannot be happening. The producer price index fell last month because of Trump's trade and RFS policy, showing not all sectors of the economy are growing. All that happy talk about the strength of the U.S. economy doesn't extend to the ag sector. I don't know when farmers wake up to the magnitude of the losses and risk. Promises that they will get this back and be better off after the trade war is delusional. The millions that they saved in reduced regulation is a mere pittance compared to the billions in losses that are hemorrhaging as a result of Trump trade and RFS policies. Neither Richard Nixon's soybean embargo nor Jimmy Carter's Russian grain embargo cost the ag sector anywhere near this much. Trump likes to be the biggest and best in everything he does. As the greatest loss producer in history for the ag sector, I was told of 200 acres in southern Minnesota where land was bringing $8,000 an acre, just sold for $6,250. I hope that was an anomaly. The safety net in the farm bill is set too close to the ground if we slam into it. If we're going to have another farm recession, then the current farm bill as written is not enough. Last night's massive rain system extended nationwide from Texas, capped by the Canadian border, one of the largest such systems that I have ever seen. Harvest is going to be a long way off here. My rain gauge, which holds 5 inches, was full, so I dumped it to start over. Some areas received over a foot of rain with historical flooding. With saturated soils, add some wind, and big trees can be uprooted, toppling over. That happened here. For the most part, there was not a lot of new crop damage because of these deluges, because these rains just refilled potholes and low-level flooding along streams and rivers, just repeated where crops were killed earlier this year by deluges. You can only kill it once. To recover, first it has to stop raining, then rivers drain, then the creeks, then the field tile can work. Cooler temperatures are slow drying. The frost date is immaterial now as crops are maturing. A significant portion of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota were deluged and is saturated. They will bring up comparisons to Argentine flooding last harvest, but we have differences. First off, the Corn Belt is much larger, so it's harder to flood at all. We have a good crop to harvest to start with, which they didn't, and we have drainage systems that I did not see when in Argentina. The Chinese are hardworking and industrious. What they are working on very intensely at the moment is finding the many ways that they can adjust to not buying U.S. soybeans. I think it is foolish to think that they cannot do this. They intend to bridge the gap between crops in Brazil. As noted, the Brazilian farmers and weather there is facilitating early planting, but their overall success will be pieced together with moderation in livestock production, as well as scouring the world for alternatives. There's no one thing that can replace the U.S. soybean supply, but they are putting together a tapestry of 1,000 things that will cover them until Brazilian new crop. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.